This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home and rubbing my hands together. We are in our first official cold snap of the season. It's not too bad. It's only in the 20s. I know. Not that bad in the larger scheme of things. It's official. This is our first little cold snap. So all is well. All is well. It's like 23 or something here. And I'm actually driving home from the gas station. I visited my dad after I got off work and saw him for a little bit. he's ready for his car. He's worried about his car. He wants his car checked, wants it winterized. So, you know, it's in a garage most of the time, and it's going to be 42 tomorrow. But we've been having this ongoing discussion about whether or not he trusts the testers, whether or not you should just take it down to the garage and just have them just take it to a gas station and have them winterize it, Pop. They don't do that anymore. Yeah, there's one down there that does it. Pop, what? No, the guy told me there was. What guy? No, I was just talking to him. I mean, so I finally just told him, Pop, I'll get a tester. We'll test. Yeah, because I don't think there's much in there right now. So I went out, popped the hood. Pop, there's antifreeze in it. Oh, well, it needs to be tested. Okay, Pop, you need to remember that my first remembrance of this is when my dad, he told me, I had never heard this story before. His first remembrance of any kind of antifreeze was when his dad apparently went out to check their car and make sure there was an antifreeze thing in it. And at that time, the antifreeze was alcohol. And he said that his dad went out, opened it up and lit a match so he could see, and apparently set the alcohol on fire. Apparently set the alcohol on fire, and he said my dad came back in and his whole top of his hair was burned in front. Oh, the good old days. Does me no good to say, Pop, that was decades ago. It was decades ago, Pop, and the car just sits in the garage. So before this is all said and done, I will be winterizing the car. I can tell already. But that's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It was a good week at work. We needed to get a new form deployed. We got that done. We kind of beat around the barn a little bit doing that and our testing things. We had some permissions that weren't quite right on the test side, not on the production side, but on the test side. And so as we were trying to test it, things were not working. So we had to chase around a little bit on that. But all in all is well. Did some demos, chatted with people. The form is deployed. We'll see how it goes. But I think we're good. So that's all fine and well. I didn't actually check to see if I told the refrigerator story, but one of the beta readers, one of my three beta readers, I actually saw him this week, and I would say his name, but I didn't actually ask him if I could mention him on the podcast, so I won't say his name. He asked me about the refrigerator story, so apparently I hadn't told it yet. And it's a nice story. It's a nice story. It is a story that is a very comfortable story for me to see the hand of God in. I realize that there are people who would listen to some of these stories and say, oh, that's just coincidence. But, you know, I've been alive long enough now. It's amazing the number of coincidences that have happened in my life. Being at the right place, right time. I mean, it's just, we actually had the the church staff and deacon Christmas party this week. And it was fun. They did a nice thing where we brought books. And we bought a book, put it in a bag like a white elephant, anonymously, with a note inside describing why we liked the book. And then not only did people pick the books and exchange the books, but then they read the note, and then people tried to guess who they were. So it was fun. It was nice. I was at a table, and, you know, jabbering and keeping the conversation going that's my shtick. Keep this conversation going. So I do that. There came a point when we were sharing stories here and there, and I just stopped telling some of the stories that I could tell because, you know, after a while, when you're telling so many stories about God's provision and how we were at the right place at the right time, that I think people, you know, might either get a little discouraged or, you know, might think I'm making stuff up. So I finally just kind of veered away from that kind of story, even though I had more. The stories of God's provision are just marvelous. Anyway, so here's the refrigerator story. So a couple of weeks ago, I don't know, a month and a half maybe ago, my wife had called and she said, so the freezer isn't freezing anymore. I said, well, let me call our guy, Hawkins Appliance Service. Really good guy. Mike Hawkins, Hawkins Appliance Service. Good guy, honest, knowledgeable, good. So I called Mike, and we set up for a schedule. He came out, he took a look. My wife texted me that day, and she said, well, looks like it's time for a new refrigerator. Mike says that the compressor for the freezer is a one sealed unit. It's going to be like $600, and he just recommends that we get another one. Okay, well, that's fine. You know, it's fine. That refrigerator, we bought it when we moved into the house, which was 1993. So it's almost 25 years ago. Okay, well, maybe it's time for a new refrigerator. So we started looking around. We knew Black Friday was coming, so we were looking at all the deals, Black Fridays, blah, 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 blah. And my wife had seen a couple of different kinds of refrigerators, and she liked some of the newer refrigerators with the French doors and the freezer on the bottom. She liked the way that set up, so, because we had a side-by-side. So she kind of knew what she was looking for. I said, well, that's fine, sweetie. And we had talked about the fact that the Black Friday sales were going to be out, and we should just duck into, you know, like Lowe's or Best Buy or something and look around. So on Thanksgiving, I kind of dialed up Best Buy and looked around. You know, there was nothing that they had in stock at the store that we could go look at. And I looked at Lowe's. We have a Lowe's close by. And so I said, well, Lowe's has a bunch of them. Why don't we just wander over there? So Black Friday evening, you know, 4 or 5 in the evening, we wander over to Lowe's, and we look through a bunch, and pretty quickly we get the selection kind of knocked down. And we thought, okay, well, there you go. So we got that done. So we had really kind of narrowed it down to 2. But they were both in stainless steel, and we kind of wanted to get something in black, but the prices on the stainless steel were just, it was like $1,000 off, you know, and anything that we could find in black, it was only like $100 off. So it was like, well, so Nett and I talked about it, and she said, you know, stainless steel will be fine, because we're 7 years away from moving out of this house, and we'll take the refrigerator with us, and we'll just get all stainless next time, you know, so fine. So I got up Saturday morning. We were still looking, deciding, and I got up to Saturday morning, and we were chatting, and I said, you know, maybe we should, there's a place right by our church, Praise Assembly, there's a place right there called Metro Appliances, and they're a builder's supply place, and they sell refrigerators and stuff. I said, you know, maybe we should, I just had this feeling like, well, maybe we should go just talk to them. You know, they're a local, more local business than Lowe's is, and maybe we should push some business their way.
because Lowe's had on all of their flyers, these prices are good through the end of the month, through 11:30. So we were feeling like, oh yeah, we got lots of time with Lowe's, we'll be fine. But I just kind of felt like, well, you know, I had actually checked with like Home Depot as well to see. They were running exactly the same pricing, $1,000 off this particular refrigerator. And it was really, Mike, our appliance guy, had said, get a Whirlpool. So, okay, fine. So we were looking at the Whirlpools. And I just had this feeling that I should call Metro. What was interesting was when I was looking at the Home Depot stuff, I noticed that they had on their, you know, sold out, but you can still get it at this price. And it's back ordered until December 21st. And I thought, whoa, okay. Yeah, that's like 3 weeks away. We're probably not going to go to Home Depot. So I decided, well, let's go ahead. Let's just, we'll go to Metro Appliance. We'll talk to them. So I called them before they opened, kind of described what we were looking for, described, you know, the model that we had seen that we were interested in, and what did they think, and could someone give me a call and we'll chat. And so got a call back from Dennis, we'll say. I think it was Dennis. Really nice guy. We had a nice chat. He said, yeah. He said, you've got it narrowed down. And he said, that is the refrigerator. They're running a really good price on that. And he said, we price match and we can get it for that same thing that Lowe's has. Okay, great. And he said, if you just want to come down, we can take a look and see what you think. And so I hung up the phone with him. It was like 10:30. They were going to be open until 3. And I said, well, sweetie, do you want to run by Metro? And she said, yeah, we can do that. She said, maybe we'll just wait till like 2 o'clock. Well, that was going to put it right in the middle of the afternoon. And I had some editing to do. And I said, well, or no, writing. I think I was had some writing to do. I said, well, I said, it's kind of in the middle of the afternoon. Do you just want to go now? She said, no, we can go now. She said, let me just, you know, get changed and we'll go in. Okay, so she gets changed and we bustle in and we come in and I find Dennis and I'm talking to him and she's looking around. And she pretty much looks through all the refrigerators they have. And so, you know, we come back around and she said, should we get a microwave? Because her microwave's old too. And I said, sure. And I talked about getting her a microwave for Mother's Day, and she just had never found one she wanted yet. So I said, sure, we can get a microwave. So she was looking at those, and we kind of settled in. And so I started talking to Mike, and I said, well, we're going to need to measure how wide our microwave opening is to make sure the one that we're looking at will actually fit. I was chatting with him. I said, so we can go home and do that. I can come by on Monday and pay. I said, if I do that, are you going to get the commission and everything? Will everything be okay if I come by on Monday? And he said, well, he said, yeah, he said, they'll work it out. He said, honestly, it would be better if we just go ahead and invoice it. I said, that's fine. So Net was wandering up at that point. And so my neighbor's going by, so I'm just going to roll down my window and wave. That's why there's more noise. And a moment. So just get a little wave, a little wave, a little wave, a little wave. So I said, I looked at Net and I said, so what do you think? She said, yeah. She said, that's the one. Let's just do that one. I said, okay, great. I said, Mike, why don't we go ahead and get the invoice put up, and then I'll just come by on Monday or Tuesday, and we'll get it paid. So he starts filling out the invoice, puts in the microwave, puts in all that kind of stuff. We're going along. I mean, I am literally minutes from handing him my card. He's got it put in. We're doing the thing. We're getting ready to got to show the total. We got the thing. I'm getting ready to reach in my pocket. And he pauses. I'm checking my mail. One moment. He pauses. And he looks at me and he says, oh, I should check inventory. Now, I've seen enough Jesus whispers that I remember those kind of, you know, sudden stop, change of direction types of things. And I recognize that a lot of those are Jesus whispers. Because Jesus has just gone, oh, and you might. Just, oh, I should check inventory on this. So the trick was that they put in their orders on Monday, they get them on Wednesday, and then they deliver. So he's pulling up his stuff, and he's checking, and all of a sudden, his face just changes. Because he's looking at it, and at first, he thought it said that they could get it in 12-1, which would have been that week. And then he realizes it doesn't say 12-1. I'm backing into my garage. It doesn't say 12-1. It says 12-21. And he says, we can't get that refrigerator in until like 12-21. And he said, it was like a Thursday or something. He said, that's like a Thursday. And he said, and then we're not going to be able to order it till the next Monday. And then it'll be in the next Wednesday. And Nett is sitting there and she's looking at me. And I looked over at her. I said, so, sweetie, if we order this, it's going to be a month before you have a refrigerator. And she's kind of looking at me, and she kind of gives me the look like, oh. So I looked at Dennis, and I said, okay, I'm really sorry for asking this question. And I turned back to Nett, and I said, do you want to go over and look at Lowe's and see if they've got them in stock? Mind you, up to this point, we're still thinking, well, Lowe's said that this price would be guaranteed till 11:30. And by inference and assumption, they would have them. So it turns out, I think this was a little better price. You know, because it's $1,000 off on this refrigerator. And to Dennis's credit, Nett goes, yeah, I don't really want to wait another month. To Dennis's credit, he says at that point, he said, look, let's check. Let's check and see if Lowe's has still got some. So he hops on the website, puts in the Lowe's nearest us, brings up. They have one left. They have one left. I looked at him. I said, Dennis, I think we're going over there. He said, listen, I understand. It's no problem. I said, I've never seen this before. He said, I apologize. I had no idea that we would be out and wouldn't be able to get them until December 21st. He said, so yeah, he said, if you can go over there and get it, go. So we hop in the car, we go over there, we get over there. It's like 11:15, 11:30. We walk in the store. The guy says, yes, can I help you? I said, we're looking for such and such and such refrigerator. It's right around the corner there. The website says you have one, and we want that one. And he said, well, show me which one it is. And he said, let me go check in back and see if we've actually still got it. So he takes off for like 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Comes back, he says, yep. He said, it's still back there. Okay, great. We write up the ticket. Boom, done. We're out. Now then. And it was delivered a couple of days later. Ned had her refrigerator. She was happy. There's a lot of different ways this could have gone. A lot of different ways. We could have not gone to Metro. If we had not gone to Metro, we would have been deciding. Maybe Saturday evening we would go in and say, okay, let's go over to Lowe's and see. And maybe it would have been sold. Maybe it wouldn't have. Who knows? Dennis could have not checked inventory, and I would have pulled out my card, we would have paid it, we would have got home, we would have gotten a call, he would have said, wow, I'm really sorry, but those are sold out, and you're not going to have, Net would have been out of a refrigerator. But there was an urgency in me to go talk to Metro. While we're at Metro, the salesman has this idea I should check inventory. We are visiting Metro in the morning as opposed to the afternoon, so that helped as well. And it was just fun to watch the whole thing go click, 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 boom. So that's the refrigerator story. Because Lowe's had one, and it was ours. So, you know, thank you, Jesus. We have a new refrigerator now. The LED lights have gone off inside them, but that's okay. It's under warranty. You know, they're going to come and replace the lights and we'll be good. And I asked my wife a couple of days ago, so what do you think about the refrigerator? And she says, no, she said, I like it. She said, I like it a lot. It's a good refrigerator. So that's the refrigerator story. I had notes, but we'll just move the notes forward to next week. It'll be fine. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.